Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's time for Hour 2 of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Kelsey Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. And in mere moments, it is Parlay Central time on the Daily Tip. We'll go with Double D's Degenerate College Football Parlay. We have the Squad Parlay. And then we'll tag in our Survivor Plays for this week and the NFL. So, Jenks, I don't know if you guys do this in your household. Mm-hmm. Because I know Catherine's not the biggest sports fan, but I feel like she dabbles a little bit. Do you guys ever combine forces and make like a family parlay? Because we definitely do this at our household. And most of the time I ask Jake for his reasoning, where he's like, okay, we're going to do, you know, the Nuggets minus 8 and Nikola Jokic first basket. You're like, first basket props? Are you kidding me? No, I have to put my foot down. But do you ever do this with Catherine? Like, I know she dabbles in the world of, like, South Carolina sports, where she's, like, into, like, Clemson and South Carolina. And, of course, she went to College of Charleston, I believe.
She did.
So, are you guys going to do this for the holidays?
Every now and then. But it has to be a team that she's really into, right? Like, it has to be, like, a South Carolina or fading Clemson. I cannot put into words how much Catherine hates Clemson. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, if Clemson is on the screen and she sees Clemson losing, she's like, screw Clemson. I hate Clemson. I hate that orange. I mean, like, I don't have to say anything. She just, like, goes off. So if you want to fade Clemson or support Texas, I could talk her into it. I'd be like, yeah, a little money on this. You're like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So we don't really build parlays because that's not necessarily her style. But in the right spot, yeah, we'll do it.
Ooh, so she might be watching this Clemson and South Carolina game, right?
Yeah.
There's no way she's rooting for Clemson and does feel like year for the Tigers. So that's the fun part about college football is it feels like even people who are not super into sports, they can absolutely get into the rivalries. Like, I feel like this is not as much of a thing in the NFL, but like in college, it's like where you were born and like where your parents like identify with. It's where you went to school. So it just feels like those emotions are stronger for like the general public.
Oh, no question. I mean, there's something about, and you have to have, you know, be careful too, because when you let your emotions grab a hold of you, you know how it is, right? Like you're betting on a team that you love or a team that you hate, and then all of a sudden your judgment gets clouded. Like it's part of the fun, but it's also one of those things where you're like, am I being as objective as possible here? Probably not. But then again, if you're betting, of course you want to win, but part of the fun is just having a little skin in the game. And so if you lose, you want it to be, yeah, it's a bummer that I lost, but also I didn't bet half my paycheck on it, so whatever.
Well, here's the thing about, I think, both of us, is that you would think that people tend to lean towards homer picks. I feel like we go very far in the other direction, where it has to be like a clean-cut choice where our school like looks like the better play on paper, in case somebody says that.
Like, I want to distance myself as far as possible. And also, like, I'm a cynic as well. Like, I think people pick up on that if they listen to the show, that, like, I'm more inclined to believe the negative things about my school as opposed to the positive. And I feel like you're kind of like that with Texas, where you do not back them on the show unless you are very, very sure, because you don't want people coming at you with the ammo saying, well, he went to Texas. So I feel like it makes you, like, more researched. And, like, when you choose Texas, it just means more.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, at least people will take you seriously.
But it does.
As opposed to, right, like, okay, he, yes, he can be a guy who jumps on the bandwagon and loves his team, but I think if you've listened to this show for any period of time, you know that I don't always choose Texas, and sometimes I'm like, this is a bad spot for them. It's hard to do, but at least, you know, you can look in the mirror. At least I can look in the mirror and say, I have a little credibility, a shred of credibility left.
Well, at the end of the day, like, if you give reasons and logic and, like, some sort of matchup, as opposed to, like, oh, Texas is going to win because that team sucks, I hate Texas A&M. Like, that's not your analysis. So I feel like as long as you have, like, some type of logic that people can follow, that's all you can do at the end of the day. So it is rivalry week, which means it's going to be a great week for college football. So what better time to bring in Double D and fire up the Double D's degenerate college football parlay.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's college football degen parlay.
That's right. It's rivalry week. Yay! Woohoo! And I've got a big parlay. 14 legs, ladies and gentlemen. 14 legs. Ooh. All right, let's get into it. I'm taking Georgia minus the 13.5 at Georgia Tech. North Texas minus 19.5 versus Temple. Indiana minus 28.5 at Purdue. I'm taking Texas on the money line versus Texas A&M. Michigan plus 10 versus Ohio State. Texas Tech minus 23.5 at West Virginia. Pitt plus 6.5 versus Miami. South Carolina on the money line versus Clemson. Oregon minus 6.5 at Washington. Oklahoma minus 10 versus LSU. Vanderbilt plus 3 at Tennessee. James Madison minus 21.5 at Coastal Carolina. Florida State on the money line at Florida. And Alabama minus 6 at Auburn. My total parlay, 7,522-1. $5 wins you $37,610. Let's go.
Oh, it'll certainly be feast week if we win that parlay. It will be a ton of money for Christmas presents and a ton of money to spend on turkey or whatever fixins you like. So it should be a good one and a fun one to follow over the week. And of course, over at BetMGM, there is usually some sort of college football odds boost token. So make sure you use that if you're going to be doing parlays. All right, so now it's time to get the whole crew involved and time to play our squad parlay.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
All right, step right up and try your hand at some big plus money. So here's the thing, like, we have been, a lot of people have been out and it's been, like, rotating people over the past couple weeks. So, like, we've done different strategies where, like, we throw in, like, a few legs. Like, last week, I think we got to, like, what, 8 legs or something? Because we were like, oh, I'll just add one more. Now we're down to only 4 picks. It's getting late in the year, guys. We need to win another one of these. So I'm playing it pretty conservative. So we only have 4 legs. Each of us gives 1. So, Jenks, what is your one contribution to the squad parlay?
Okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm going Vikings Seahawks under 41.5. So the Vikings, not a good team this season, but they still have a very good defense, right? 11th overall defense in the National Football League. They should be able to limit Seattle somewhat. And then you've got Minnesota's offense led by who? Max Brosmer going up against a nasty defensive unit for Seattle, which is top 10 in the NFL. Both teams are 7-4. To the under this season, so it is Vikings Seahawks under 41 and a hook.
Ah, I like it. I feel like especially as the season goes on and the weather gets colder, that's when like a lot of the unders are going to start to play. And plus the game plans get better for some of these defenses, especially ones that are especially strong like the Vikings and the Seahawks. All right, so I debated on my leg here because obviously you never want to be the person that ruins it. So I was deciding between two legs here. But I'm going to go with the Chiefs on the money line. It's a little juicy at minus 175, but think about it. This is a parlay, and this is exactly where you use those pieces. Because I'm still not sold on Kansas City winning games by a wide margin, but I do think this is going to be a comeback down-to-earth moment for the Cowboys. Yeah, they're riding high after beating the Eagles and putting up points on a good Eagles defense, but that's a divisional rivalry game, and I feel like this Cowboys offense has still proven that they're capable of laying eggs. Remember when they got smoked by the Broncos by 20 points? Maybe not going to be the case for Kansas City, but it's desperation time for the Chiefs as well. It's Thanksgiving. It's a big game for both of these teams, so I think Kansas City comes out on top in the end. So Kansas City on the money line over the Cowboys is my play. All right, Double D, looks like you're going to college. What is your leg for the parlay?
I'm going to stick with the team that's made me the most money this year. I'm sticking with North Texas, -19.5 at Temple. One of the highest scoring and highest tempo teams in all of college football. Yes, the North Texas head coach has signed or is working on a deal to become the Oklahoma State head coach, but I don't think that deters anything. You still got the quarterback there, and Temple's Temple. So, yeah, I'm taking North Texas -19.5 at Temple.
Ah, the mean green. All right, Den, looks like you have a play in maybe the biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah, we're going to the game. I'm taking Ohio State, and I'm laying 10 against Michigan. This one's personal. You know, Ryan Day is going to come in here. I think he's going to try and run it up after the last, now 3 years in a row, that Ohio State has lost to Michigan. So I think they break the streak. I think they win. I think they win big. I think they need to showcase. They hear the chatter about, oh, they haven't played anybody. I think they're going to showcase that they still are the best team in college football despite that, and I think they win big. So I got Ohio State lane 10.
I think the scariest thing about Ohio State now is the fact that I think the mentality is just they're focusing on themselves. They're not focused on like what Michigan brings to the table. They say, hey, if we play our game, like this is what Ryan Day has been saying all week long, we are going to be just fine. And they do feel like they are a very talented bunch this year. If you do want to ride with us in the squad parlay, here are the legs. Vikings Seahawks under 41.5. Kansas City on the money line over the Cowboys. North Texas laying the 19.5 over Temple. And Ohio State laying 10 in the game. Total odds of +972, just short of 10-1. So if you want to roll with us, that's a squad parlay. All right, more picks. It's time to go to our survivor plays for this week in the NFL.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
All right, so I'm sensing a theme. I'm pretty sure all of us are simply fading bad teams, but I will let you elaborate on your picks and not take the words out of your mouth. So, Jenks, who are you going with this week?
Well, similar to my squad parlay pick, I'm going Vikings Seahawks under 41 and a hook, but I'm also going Seahawks over Vikings. I mean, this should be a massacre. Not even close. I believe the Seahawks are laying 10.5 in this game. So, nice and easy. Seattle is a call.
Ah, it always feels that way, right? That's how it feels for mine as well. I'm going to go with the Chargers over the Raiders. Don't know if you guys have seen the Raiders lately, but they just fired Chip Kelly. The offense is a disaster, and Geno Smith looks pretty damn old. So I'm going to go with the Chargers as big favorites over the Raiders. Double D, looks like it's more of the same for you.
Yeah, I'm also on the Chargers over the Raiders, and I'll go the other side. Max Crosby, very good. But the rest of that defense, not so good. Not so good. Offense, horrible for the Raiders as well, like you said. Yeah, Chargers over Raiders. Easy.
I feel bad for Max Crosby sometimes. Like, obviously, he's a great player. He's making a lot of money. I want to see him on a contender. All right, Den, who are you playing this week in Survivor?
Well, we're going to take the Broncos over my Commanders. This is a happiness hedge. The Commanders are still not very good. You know, they're coming off of a bye week, so maybe they'll be rested and healthy, but they're not going to be too healthy. No Jaden Daniels this week. Maybe you get Terry McLaurin back, but I don't know if that's going to make a huge difference against a Denver team that's been playing some really good football. So I like Denver on Sunday Night Football. I'm mad at the NFL for still making this game in primetime. They thought Jaden was going to be back, and he's not going to be, but I'm going to take the Denver Broncos in primetime.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to trot out Jaden Daniels out there either against a team that leads the NFL in sacks by a wide margin. So honestly, Denton, as a Commanders fan, are you kind of happy that maybe you're getting some protection for Jaden Daniels and the fact that he's not out there?
He's going to come back at some point this year. You know, I thought he was going to be back for this game, admittedly, but I'm not upset that they're not throwing him out there for a Denver defense that, as you mentioned, has gone ballistic at the line of scrimmage this year.
I might have to parlay all these Survivor picks because I do like them all, even though obviously me and Double D have the same one. I don't know. It's something about the holidays. It makes me want to have like 15 parlays. So maybe I'll do just that. And of course, always use the boost over at BetMGM. And I've even mentioned college basketball. Like none of us use college hoops. I don't think we're quite there yet for a lot of us on the confidence level. But there is a cornucopia of things to bet on this week. So if you don't want to pay attention to your family, you certainly don't have to. Just put on that TV, open up your BetMGM app, and get to betting. Great moral advice from us here on The Daily Tip. All right, coming up next, we get to a fun discussion of which sports family do you want to eat Thanksgiving dinner with? It's next on The Daily Tip. We're back on a Wednesday, November the 26th. And of course, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And we talk about this sometimes in sports betting, is that athletes are humans too. And other things can affect them, whether it's their relationships, their families, and whatever's going on in their personal life. So I always wonder, like this time of year around the holidays, if there are people who have like family drama where like it's something that you have to deal with as a person. Like I speak from personal experience. Sometimes it can be tough to compartmentalize and put the blinders on and be really good at your job when there's other stuff going on. So I was thinking you can spin this in two directions because we were going to have a discussion about what sports families you would like to sit at the table with, whether, you know, it's families that are really interesting, like, you know, Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders, or it's, you know, just the pure star power of like the Kelseys and the Swifts, you know, joining forces soon. Or it could be a family like the Rodgers, where you're like, I wonder what type of dirt and tea I would get on Aaron Rodgers if I sat with his entire family at Thanksgiving when he is not there. So it is interesting this week. Like, I don't know how much of a factor it plays. Like, not to the point where I would put it in a handicap, but I do think, like, some of these guys, like, there is more stuff on their mind this week sometimes than just football.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is when... I mean, we kind of have the foundation, right? You have the get-together, you have the food, and then you have the football on the TV, but then you have all sorts of family dynamics that come to play when everybody gets together because it's one of those rare occasions where not everyone gets together. There's a handful of times each year, and sometimes just in your life, it could be a marriage, could be a holiday, when everyone gets together at once. So those... You know, those happenings are not common. And when they do, there's all sorts of things that end up happening because you're not accustomed to it. And people bring different opinions and different experiences to the table.
And like, I feel like this is one of those things that I didn't really realize until Jake was playing in the big leagues, is that sometimes it's one of those things where you would think where family is helpful. And sometimes it is. But you see these guys who have home games and they have to leave like 55 tickets for friends and family members. And like, that's a lot of juggling just because the logistics of like, hey, I've got to write down these names and I have to leave these tickets in the family section and these tickets in the friends section. So it's just one of those things that like players have to juggle as a part of just being a human in this world. But I saw the slate this week and I couldn't laugh because I thought, I wonder if Patrick Mahomes was like, hey, Roger Goodell, can you please give me a game on Thanksgiving so I don't have to spend it with my family? My dad keeps getting arrested, my brother's in prison, and my wife's always spouting off. Like, I always think of that, and I'm sure Roger Goodell was like, yes, in fact, if the Chiefs want to play three times this week, we can have that arranged.
Yes, we'll make it happen, guys. Whatever you need. Look, the NFL's in the business of making money, and hey, if we can make you happy, I mean, this is a win-win, right? I tell you what, we'll have Chiefs play on Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, also on Thanksgiving, and then on Sunday Night Football. We'll rake it in. You guys will have a distraction, handshake deal. Let's just do it.
If you guys want to play in the North Pole, we can have that arranged as well.
Seriously.
We're not going to give you a bye week, but we will send you there. And it will be on, I don't know, Prime or something. We'll pick another network to broadcast it. All right, so without further ado, let's pick our favorite families. Like, if we got to pick a chair at Thanksgiving, or just be a fly on the wall during Thanksgiving, which conversations would we like to sit in on? So I've already mentioned, you know, some of the top contenders for, like, the obvious ones. And I don't think that you can stray too far from some of these. Like, how do you not sit here and be like, oh, well, I wouldn't want to be at the Kelce's? No, like, they're the perfect combination of interesting, of famous, and it feels like they have so many different personalities going on. And I personally would wonder if Taylor Swift is, like, cooking her own food to bring. Like, I don't know their Thanksgiving situation at all. I have not researched it. But I feel like from the little information that I am forced to know about Taylor Swift is that I think she wants to lean into kind of being a homemaker. Like, I think she's a homebody.
Yeah.
So it would not shock me if low-key she brought in, like, some side that was just, like, amazing. She's like, oh, I just whipped this up. And she's just good at everything.
Maybe. When would she have time? But I guess maybe when she was younger, maybe she could learn to cook or something. Or when she has time away from touring, she's with her cat. Cooking up something in the kitchen.
She's really bad. Make her sound like just a depressing person to be around.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. One of the saddest things I ever heard was before I met the lovely Catherine, and she told me she was convinced she was going to be single forever. And she was just like, yeah, because her, I know, and it made me so sad. I'm like, you? She's like, yeah, you know, the longest relationship I had was 6 months, and so I just kind of thought, well, I have a nice job and I have my cat, and you know, I can just drink wine and watch TV and I have good friends. And I was like, honey, that sounds that makes me almost cry, like, hearing that. I can't even imagine that for you. I don't know why I went down that road, but it's, I could never imagine that with someone as, you know, as gregarious as her, who has so much to offer. But anyway, I'm glad that's not the case. But you never know when someone can sort of break out a talent that you weren't aware of. I feel like everyone kind of has that, where someone can do something. You're like, whoa, where did you learn about this? Or how do you know this? So who knows? Maybe Taylor comes to Thanksgiving and she's like, I hope it's not too much. I made three pies.
Right? I just feel like she's that high achiever type where if she's going to do something, she wants to be the best at it. Like, I don't know her personally, but it feels like we all do. And she, like, reads into this eldest daughter narrative where it feels like she's always seeking approval. So, like, it's not going to shock me if she just, like, absolutely, like, is amazing at cooking Thanksgiving food. I want to give the superlative who I think would give the best prayer to Deion Sanders. You know that man gives a great Thanksgiving prayer as everybody is gathered around the table. Yeah. Just because he's a great orator and he's somebody who is great with words. He's funny. He's charming. And I do think that they are Christians. I feel like they do mention, like, giving thanks to God. And, like, so I think that he's one of those people that would absolutely kill it in church. So I think the best prayer would go to Deion Sanders. But I don't know. Maybe it's Shadur. Do you think there is any fight for, like, the head of the table between Shadur and Deion? Because, like, here's the thing. Shadur is not lacking in confidence either. Do you think he's like, it's time for me to take the head of the table, Deion? You're out, I'm in.
Did you see me beat the Raiders this past weekend? I'm 1-0. I was a star in the Browns. No, I still think everyone defers to Deion because, Shiloh's lucky to be there. Shiloh's lucky not to be in jail, to be honest. But when it comes to Shadur, I feel like Deion will always have, like, the, I don't want to say alpha personality, but when you talk about guys that whenever they speak, everyone just wants to hear what they have to say. Like, Deion is that guy. He just is. People want to hear what he has to say. He always says something entertaining or enlightening. And I have been critical somewhat of Deion's time at Colorado. I don't necessarily agree with everything that he says, but there's no question that he's an incredibly dynamic personality, and he has been for decades.
Mm-hmm. All right, so who's a family you want to sit with?
I would probably... I mean, come on. I mean, the Mannings. You kidding me? Like, even here's the thing. Arch is a bonus. Like, Eli and Peyton are hilarious. Not only are they goats, but seeing them together, seeing them on their show, or seeing them in podcasts or on SNL, like commercials, whatever it is, these guys are so likable. And then you add a legend in Archie, who probably has God knows how many stories, and then Arch at the table. Then we have Texas football at the end of the night. I'm definitely going with the Mannings.
Do you ever think that maybe they're not the people that they put out to be when it comes to all these broadcast platforms? Because, like, that's why that United Way sketch was so funny about Peyton Manning, you know, on Saturday Night Live. Because I think on one hand, people are like, oh, he's funny and he's charming and he's laid back. But, like, there's a reason why some of these guys have risen to the tops of their ranks in their respective sports. And it's because they're very, very competitive. So I wonder if there's ever, like, any family games where they're playing, like, Monopoly or something, and Peyton just, like, loses it. It's like, are you kidding me? This is cheating. It's like facing the Patriots all over again. And Eli's like, facing the Patriots? That's easy. So it would be funny, but I always wonder if there is, like, something underneath the surface that, again, like, they're high achievers for a reason, and sometimes I feel like you can't always turn that off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a competitiveness there. How could there not be when you're playing at the highest level? They both played in the NFL, both won multiple Super Bowls. But I think ultimately that once you get a, you know, it's like betting. Once you get a massive sample size, then you understand what you're dealing with, right? So when it comes to, like, the Kelseys or the Mannings or the Currys, these are families that have been in the spotlight for decades, not just because of the current stars, but because of the family. When you're talking about Dale Curry going back in the day, I grew up watching Dale Curry, or, you know, if you want to go way back with Archie Manning. So over the years, I think if there were some real cracks or some real issues inside the family, or, okay, maybe this family isn't what we thought they were, you would have seen it by now. The issues would have come out, right? And sometimes you just accept, look, these guys are incredibly successful. This goes for numerous families, and also good people that the public can relate to, which explains why they continue to be as relevant now as they were when they're playing. That is very, very difficult to do. That's rarefied air.
Yeah, for sure. And plus, everybody has, like, camera phones these days. So, like, if they caught them slipping, like, we would probably know. On the opposite end of the spectrum, let me ask you this. What do you think Aaron Rodgers is doing for Thanksgiving? Do you think he's a big Friendsgiving guy? Because before I dunk on him too much, like, I don't want to, like, relish in anybody, like, being by themselves. And, of course, he has a wife, in quotation marks. Nobody's seen her, but apparently she exists. But do you think he is somebody who hosts, like, Friendsgiving? Because I'll say this. Like, he has a lot of teammates that will go to bat for him.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. I think that, you know, this is when you can only know an athlete so much, right? Like, even with the Mannings, right? So I think we know them pretty well. I think we know mostly, like, what they're about, but you never really know until you know. And so I know we've talked about this before, where no matter what athlete it is, you might have a particular perception of who this athlete is, and then sometimes you meet them and you're pleasantly surprised, and it reinforces that narrative or that idea, and then sometimes you're really disappointed. So it's always interesting to me to see someone advocate or stand up for someone else and say, well, this person is not who you thought they were, or, you know, I have a totally different perception. And I will also say, and I don't want to give out the name, but I have had one instance in particular where I had an interaction with an athlete, and it was not good at all. And it was one of those stories that I would tell people, like, here's a story for you. And then years later, interacted with that athlete, and it was a totally different experience. And now I consider myself friends with this athlete. So sometimes that one experience isn't necessarily a marker for how this person is in sum or in total. But when you're interacting with someone, sometimes that's all you have.
So is the body of work big enough for us to decide what Jordan Hudson is like?
So, yes, the
if
worst.
We're talking about awkward Thanksgiving tables, the Belichicks have to be one of them. Like, I don't know if Bill is doing the thing where maybe he's going to her family, but I can't imagine, like, is somebody going to, like, passive-aggressively sit her at the kids' table? I'm like, well, she's not old enough. Didn't you see on Pablo Torres? She's born in the year 2000. I don't know, because I think that is a tough thing as, like, as somebody who I remember, like, my dad dating somebody, I was mean to her. And I was, like, in my 20s. Like, I had no reason to be mean to her. And I feel like some of the Belichicks have plenty of reasons to maybe be mean to Jordan Hudson.
Yeah, I just want to say that watching Pablo Torre just eviscerate her on a daily basis is awesome. It's amazing because she has been entitled and has acted entitled for so long. And a lot of that has to do with Bill Belichick letting her do whatever she wants. So she just assumes she can do whatever she wants. She can manipulate things and get away with it. And now she has a journalist who is saying, oh, I'm not going to fall for this. Guess what? Because I'm not your boyfriend, and I'm not going to let you do whatever you want, and you don't have me charmed, so I'm going to call you out. And she's not accustomed to that, and I think she's going to learn the hard way that she's going about this the wrong way. And Pablo Torre is one of the people who has reported that people in the Belichick circle have said we're really concerned about this woman and how she's acting. And so, God, that Thanksgiving table, disaster. Absolute disaster. I would not want to be. Actually, I take that back. I would want to be there. I'd just sit there at the end, like, stuffing my face. Great.
Right. At least it's drama that's not involving me. And it would be very, very fun to watch. I will say this. Whatever she wears to Thanksgiving, we know it's going to be a whole fit. And she's probably going to wear those rings as well. She always posts pictures. I guess she just casually wears his championship rings out in public. Doesn't feel very smart to me, but you know, Jordan, she's always got to be flaunting it. All right, coming up next, it is our annual Thanksgiving plate draft. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, welcome back. It is Thanksgiving week here on the Daily Tip. And because of that, in a few minutes, we'll do our Thanksgiving plate draft, where we draft a main, a side, a dessert, And just thinking about it makes me very, very hungry. But Jenks, I feel like this is the time of year where people like want to fire up like the hot takes about turkey. And we're like, turkey's terrible and turkey's dry. It's one day a year. Like, get over it. Put some gravy on it. Put some barbecue sauce on it. And I feel like sometimes people want hot takes just for the sake of hot takes. It is not limited to sports talk and Stephen A. and Skip Bayless. Sometimes I think people dabble in this when it comes to Thanksgiving food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Like, can you just give the hot takes a rest for a day? Please? Just one time? Please? But, you know, but I will also say people have very... I mean, look at me. I don't like marshmallows on my sweet potato casserole or sweet potato pie or whatever. I don't think that's necessarily a hot take, though. But if you're coming at me like, you know what I don't like? Turkey. Like, okay. Well, and can we move along, please? You mean you don't like turkey on something that's called Turkey Day? But someone will come out with that today and say something in order to infuriate all of us. Guaranteed.
I just feel like turkey doesn't taste that different from, like, chicken. Like, it definitely has a different flavor to it, but it's not, like, offensively different to where if you are somebody who likes chicken, which most people do, you can't be like, well, I like chicken, but I don't like turkey. If you cook it correctly, and I think that's half of the battle because turkey is difficult to cook, and I think it's one of those things where you put the people who are cooking on Thanksgiving in a tough spot. I feel like it's almost like this, and Jinx, I know you're a music person and a karaoke person. Yeah. It's very similar to like the Star Spangled Banner, where it is not an easy song to sing, but yet this is America's national anthem that we all have to sing, and they're super high notes. I feel like it's the same thing with turkey, where it's like, hey, let's pick one of the hardest proteins to cook, and you're going to have to make it on Thanksgiving because it is Turkey Day, and everybody's going to want turkey. Good luck.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Max is saying in the chat, and he's not wrong. There are people who don't like turkey. I think it's just foreign to me. I can't. Then again, I'll eat anything, almost anything, especially when it's meat related. Probably shouldn't say that. Whatever. But you know, I can't imagine not liking turkey or not liking ham or not liking roast beef or not liking steak. So when someone says to me, "I don't like turkey," it just doesn't resonate with me because I've always been such a big Thanksgiving person.
I just feel like it's not like that offensive of a food. Like, it's not spicy. It's not one way or the other. So like, even if you don't love it, I feel like it's not one of those things where it's like, ooh, disgusting. It tastes like, I don't know, like any other meat. All right, so let's get to our Thanksgiving plate draft and drum up our favorites for our Thanksgiving plates.
Welcome to the 2025 Daily Tip Draft.
All right, Jenks. So you get the number one overall pick, and it does feel like there is a very obvious choice for the number one overall pick. So what is it?
Guys, the pick is in. Double D never disappoints. With the first pick in the Thanksgiving plate draft, I am selecting turkey.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. So that's an obvious one. Care to elaborate?
I like turkey. It's the basis of everything. It's the foundation that we all build around. We build the sides around turkey. It's known as Turkey Day for a reason. This is a day one starter, future Hall of Famer. Turkey it is.
Absolutely. For years to come. All right. The second pick of the draft is officially in. All right, so it feels like I have to pick a protein here. It's kind of like picking a quarterback. I'm going to go ham. Feels like the only other option for an entree here. Turkey's good, but if you have to choose somebody else, we'll go with the backup in ham. All right, team producer, I'm not sure if it's Den or Double D who is chiming in with your first pick here, but you're both on the clock.
All right, with the third pick overall, little controversial. And I don't know if you'll veto it, but I'm going to do it anyway. The pick is in. I am going with a turducken, ladies and gentlemen. A turducken.
Okay. Oh, nice pick.
Turkey,
nice
chicken, pick. And duck. Let's go! Three proteins! Ah!
I like it. I think that's a good one. All right, so you guys are going back-to-back, so you get another pick.
All right. With the first pick in the second round, the pick is in. And it's got to be green bean casserole, ladies and gentlemen. To me, my favorite side in Thanksgiving, by far, green bean casserole is a staple. I actually make an actual casserole dish just for myself, so I have leftovers that I can eat for at least a week afterwards. So, green bean casserole.
Ah, respect. Okay. And I would add to that green bean bundles. If you've ever had those are amazing as well. Kind of similar. All right. Next up for me, the pick is in. All right, for my number one side, I am going with Old Reliable, and this is proof that I am American. Let's go mac and cheese. Can't go wrong. Everybody loves it. Mac and cheese. Jenks, you're next.
Oh, man, that's what I wanted. Ah, dang it. All right.
You got turkey.
The pick is in. Yeah, whatever. With whatever pick this is in the Thanksgiving plate draft, we're going with sweet potatoes. Delicious. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Turkey and sweet potatoes. My, come on. Get out of town. I love mashed potatoes, but sweet potatoes take the cake. Okay, I get one more pick, right? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Pick is in. Pick is in. Can't believe I'm getting it here. Dressing. Turkey and dressing and sweet potatoes. Oh, my God. Yes. There are advantages to having the number one pick, so I'm getting very lucky here, but dressing it is.
Duh. The fact that you have turkey, like, obviously, we're all underwater after that one. But we can make a great plate of sides. So the pick is in for me. All right. So since I didn't get sweet potatoes, I feel like I'm at a golf tournament because I want to say mashed potatoes. That's what I'm going with, mashed potatoes. All right, team producer boys, you are next.
Feel pretty good about my spot right here. I'm going to be the first one to take a dessert, and I'm going to be the first one to get a really good side at insane value. So I'm starting with my side. I'm getting rolls. I'm stunned that it's lasted this long, but I'm going with a nice Thanksgiving roll for the pick. And then to close off the producer's official plate here, we are going with the goat of pies, apple pie. We're taking apple pie.
Oh, okay.
Y'all can take that pumpkin nonsense elsewhere. We're going with apple pie.
I will take that pumpkin nonsense. The pick is in. What are you doing? Leaving off pumpkin pie? Are you kidding me? For the longest time, I was not a disciple at the footsteps of pumpkin pie, but then I finally tried it. I was like, hey, this is actually pretty good. So I'm going with pumpkin pie for my dessert. All right, Jenks, what is your dessert?
Oh, nice and easy. The pick is in. Gotta have a pie. Let's go. Pecan pie. Pecan pie. One of my favorites. Love pumpkin. Love pecan. Let's do that. Turkey dressing, sweet potatoes, pecan pie. I'll eat that for a month.
Okay, so those of us who are raised above the Mason-Dixon line, didn't I think that you're not from the South? How do you say pecan?
I am flexible, and I will say it. I say it depending on whoever I'm with. So if I was at your house, Chelsea, I would say pecan. If I'm up here in D.C., it's pecan.
Playing both sides. The ultimate political move.
Malleable king over here.
Okay, so who got left off? Like, who were we talking about, like, going into day two of the draft? Like, who is our, like, Shedeur Sanders that, like, Mel Kiper is losing his mind over? So, Jenks, is there anybody on here that you're like, wow, nobody chose this? Question mark?
Nobody chose it? Well, I don't know.
Should we have chosen gravy, or is that just an assumption, or is that like a given? Like, all right, does gravy need, because I almost selected gravy. Like, do I need to select gravy as a pick here? But I feel like that's just ubiquitous. Everybody gets gravy.
Yeah, that's like taking a kicker in the draft. You're like, nah, okay, dude, don't be drafting a right kicker. Come on.
That's, you know, it's
an accompaniment, because like you're not gonna have gravy by itself, or like maybe you do. I don't know. Well, I always make chocolate chip cookies. Like, I do think that I want a pie and like another dessert, because like I'm a big sweets person. If we are indulging in things that we love, and isn't that the name of the game for Thanksgiving? It's basically gluttony. So I think chocolate chip cookies always make the plate for me. But as far as sides go, I think we did a pretty good job. Like, there is one side that we're getting from Chop House this year that it's creme brulee corn, where they have it at nice restaurants. I don't know how to make it, but it's really good. So that's the only one I would throw in there. But I do like having cookies or like some other type of sweet as well.
Oh, that's a good call. It sounds delicious. Some sort of cookies. I also, what is another one? Does chocolate pie count, or is that not necessarily? I feel like chocolate pie, you hear. Yeah, Double D's giving me the thumbs up. I feel like chocolate pie is also on Thanksgiving.
I always think of, what's that movie, The Help? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I will never look at chocolate pie the same ever again, but it is very, very good. Let me ask you one at the buzzer. So what's the appropriate drink at Thanksgiving? Do you go water to not compete with the food? Do you go sweet tea, iced tea, lemonade? Do you go alcohol?
I would go sweet tea, definitely. And then as a side, when I'm done, then I enjoy a good drink.
I think that's the way to do it. Like, I don't want to compete with the food, so I drink water with the meal. And then if you're drinking alcohol, you do it before or after. I think that's the way to go. Or a good cup of coffee at the end to get things going, because we're old and we like to be regular. On that note, Hour 3 is next here on The Daily Tip. We'll give you our best plays for the Thanksgiving Day games. That's after the break.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.